angiogenesis. You've talked about the link that that has to cancer. Angiogenesis, from my novice understanding, is how the blood cells provide blood to different parts of our body, right? And in the case of cancer, there's this, the angiogenesis system is making a mistake. Is that a simplified version of it?
Yeah. So angiogenesis, which is the field I study, you break it down what its elemental parts of angio, blood vessel, genesis, how the body grows and maintains them. So angiogenesis is how our body grows and maintains our circulation. A lot of people don't know this, but our circulation is one of our body's health defense systems. And it's so extensive that in a typical adult, there are 60,000 miles worth of blood vessels packed inside our body. These are the highways and byways that deliver blood to every organ and tissue. But that means that they also deliver the air we breathe, the oxygen we're breathing in, and the nutrients that we're eating. So we eat good things, they're going into our bloodstream, and our blood vessels, our angiogenesis system, delivering to every cell in the body. Now, you eat something bad, similarly, or you breathe something in bad, similarly, those blood vessels are delivering something negative. Now, inside the blood vessels is a lining. It's called the lining is like a clear, like a plastic wrap inside the blood vessel called the endothelial layer. That's like a layer of ice, like on an ice skating rink, to ensure that everything in the blood vessels are flowing smoothly without getting caught on the walls. So when you have cardiovascular disease, too much salt, hypertension, when you have diabetes, where you're actually wearing down the lining of the blood vessels, endothelial layers being damaged. It's like damaging the lining of your angiogenesis defense system has really deadly consequences because it's like scraping up the ice on an ice skating rink. You know, if you actually have a lot of ice skaters on a rink, after a while, it's unskatable, right? You can't get on it. And what will happen in your bloodstream is then elements in your blood get caught along the walls and they build up. And that's actually how blood vessels narrow. So that's one of the areas so angiogenesis actually is intended to deliver oxygen and nutrients to the tissues that need it to maintain your health. But because it's so critical, it's also very, very carefully controlled. So you don't have blood vessels growing where they should not be growing, like in your joints, in your eyes, or of course to cancers. You definitely don't want to be feeding cancers by delivering oxygen nutrients to them.